Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
The great leaders among God's people were Moses and Joshua. Moses was called by God to be his spokesman and lead the Israelites out of their bondage in Egypt. He went on to serve as their leader for 40 years before they came to the time of entering into the Promised Land. At that time, Joshua became the chosen leader as they conquered the land God had promised to Abraham hundreds of years before. From these two strong leaders among God's people, we find words by which they challenged the children of God to choose life by choosing to serve the Lord. Join us as we listen to the voices of the past to help us make our choice to serve the Lord God Almighty.
There's a light at the end of the darkness, and it shines for all the world to see. It will shine on your heart if you will let it. I was blind when it finally shined on me. Ooh. There is hope in that light for the hopeless and a soothing balm for pain and misery. It's as near as your faith, but sometimes seems fleeting. Lord, I was blind when it finally shined on me. There's a light at the end of the darkness. So look up when you are down and try to believe. Sometimes we have to be knocked down to make us look upward. I was looking up through the bottom when it finally shined on me. There's a light at the end of the darkness. So look up when you are down and try to believe. Sometimes we have to be knocked down to make us look upward. I was looking up through the bottom when it finally shined on me. I was looking up through the bottom when it finally shined on me.
It had been over 40 years since God called Moses to go back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Since that time, Moses had been God's spokesman to the people. He had received the laws by which God would direct his people for hundreds of years to come. before he went up on the mountain and looked over into the land of Canaan, these are words that Moses spoke to the new generation of Israelites who had grown up in the wilderness. I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, you will not live long in the land you are crossing Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. You might want to open up your Bibles and read more from that text found in Deuteronomy chapter 30, 11 through 20. I edited what portion I wanted to share with us for our lesson. Moses had more to say in preparing the people to enter into their new home that God would provide for them. Moses challenged the people to choose life by not turning away from God, but obeying him and loving him as their God. Fast forward now, when Joshua has led the people across the Jordan River and they have taken possession of the land, he is about to die. His work for the Lord in leading the people of God was coming to an end. And he had a speech for God's people. Let's listen to his challenge given to them. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's from Joshua 24, 14 and 15. On both occasions, the people responded to Moses and Joshua by saying they would serve their Lord. They promised to be loyal and faithful only to God. But we know there were influences that led them away from God. The idols that others had worshiped, including their own forefathers, became temptations to them. They were not always obedient to the Lord's commands. They may have wanted to remain faithful at that moment, but influences were present that led their hearts away, and they failed to do what was necessary to remain faithful to Jehovah God. I would resound and resurrect the voice of Moses and the voice of Joshua today. Let us hear their call to faithfulness to the one true living God. He had proven himself to be the God of all gods. He first delivered his people from their chains of bondage through bringing great plagues upon Pharaoh because he did not listen to the voice of the Lord. With a mighty hand, God brought freedom to his people. And then when conquering the land, God brought great victory to the people under the leadership of Moses against forces much stronger and numerous. But God fought their battles and gave them the new land for their home, just as he had promised to do. These signs serve us today. The Lord is the God of heaven and earth. The idols men serve have been formed by the art and craft out of the imagination of men's minds. They are created gods. But the Lord God Almighty is the creator of heaven and earth. He is the author of life and all things. The ultimate proof of God is, of course, the sending of his son Jesus into this world to be our Savior. Out of his divine love, God has given his son to be the atoning sacrifice for the sins of mankind. By raising Jesus from the grave, he has proven that all life is in his hands. Today, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the call of faith that turns only God to God through Jesus. There is a trust in the blood of Christ to bring forgiveness of sins to all who confess Him as Lord. In obedience to His command, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, baptism is the evidence of one's choosing God to be our God and Jesus to be our Savior and Lord. Every single accountable person on earth has the challenge to answer not for the world, but for oneself. Choosing the Lord today is to choose Jesus. To choose Him is to honor Him with a life that fulfills His will. We choose eternal life when we choose to serve Jesus as our Lord.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, His side was riven, He gave His lifeblood for even me. Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing, His hand will lead me safe. And sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nailed, His side was riven, He gave His lifeblood for even me, for even me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.